Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Robin Witten is the founder of Audiophile, and she's been with me this whole week, and we've been talking some really good audiobooks. So, Robin.
All right. So, Joe, it's the end of the week, and I have to round it up with another mystery. But
I love you. I love you, sister.
Well, this is another mystery in a long-running series. So they are all thematic a little bit. What I'd love to talk about is The Bombay Prince by Sujata Massey and read by Sneha Mathan. We're looking not at a contemporary mystery here, but a historical mystery set in 1920s colonial India.
Oh my goodness, how interesting.
And this series features Praveen Mistry, who is the first female attorney in India. And what I love about the series is that it reminds me very much of Maisie Dobbs, set, you know, in a totally different time. But here, Praveen is quite a pioneer, but she tells us so many things about the culture of the time, about Bombay, about all the customs in her family and all the people she's meeting. It's fabulous.
It sounds absolutely fabulous. It's so interesting that you chose this book because I had read a review of it and I was really kind of captivated by the review of the plot being kicked off by Edward, the Prince of Wales, the one who abdicated, coming to Bombay. And of course, there's the independence movement and then there's a murder. So it just seems so textured and really fascinating to me.
That's a great way to describe this series and this particular Bombay Prince episode. It is textured and it's layered and I feel like there's always one more level of something needing to be discovered in the story. And we find out these things. But what is really interesting, I read the first in this series, I read in print, and I was intrigued. And then when I saw that Sneha was the narrator of this series, I thought, oh, she is so wonderful. I think I will enjoy the whole setting in India and all the names and the place names and the people names so much more with her doing the hard work on the pronunciations and the fluency of the language.
Well, why don't we hear a little bit? Do you need to set it up?
I think this is just a description. We start off with a description of Praveen's grandfather's house, Mistry House, which he built and where now her law office is located.
This is The Bombay Prince by Sujata Massey, read by Sneha Mathan.
The house was a triumph, built of golden Kurla stone and ornamented with carved crocodiles whose mouths spewed water when it rained. Inside, the high-ceilinged rooms had gas chandeliers that were later converted to electricity. Four bathrooms with marble fixtures were plumbed like those of the British elite. Grandfather Mistry treasured his house and mourned when his sons gradually departed to set up their own homes in neighborhoods with less crowding and better air. Urshan had resigned himself to a life in a grand house with only his staff for company and the occasional visitors. Therefore, he was pleasantly surprised in 1905 when his middle son, Jamshedji, a black sheep who preferred law to building, asked if he could base his fledgling practice at Mystery House.
I love her voice. She is such an interesting narrator to me. She always has been, and I want her to do more.
I completely agree. It's a lovely voice with a great deal of subtlety and texture to it.
And a musicality.
Yes. And she uses it so beautifully in this story as she's describing this cultural elements of Bombay. Some will make you very mad, but I guess that's, you know, makes Praveen mad too. And so she's not going to have any of that. She's, you know, she's an attorney. She's going to do all she can to represent people, underrepresented people, and to work in this world where there's a lot of prejudice. And of course, they don't expect her to be an attorney. She was the only one in India.
Mm. Okay, this is The Bombay Prince by Sujana Massey, read by Sneha Mathan. Robin, what a good week.
It's a great week. Wonderful choices. I was so excited with them. So I hope everyone else is enjoying them as well.
And I will talk to you next month.
All right, we will.
Okay. Read by Nicholas Bolton, My Childhood is the first in an autobiographical trilogy by the Russian writer and five-time Nobel Prize nominee Maxim Gorky. Gorky's depiction of 19th-century Russia through the eyes of his younger self is remarkable. As he recalls memories of his youth, contrasting themes and emotions are revealed, from barbaric joy to dark gloom, genuine cruelty and saint-like forbearance. Check it out at naxosaudiobooks.com. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart. Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, Sandy Henschel, and Alan Minskoff are contributors. Jennifer Dell is our editor, and the music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomads Four Way. And I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening.